Today's Mishnayos are Masech Tishviyas, Perikei Mishnah Zayin, and Perikei Mishnah Ches. So the last two Mishnayos, really the last Mishnah and a half, discussed the idea that a person has to be sensitive what he sells to someone that's chashed on Shviyas during the Shemitah year. Meaning, you know someone that is negligent in the laws of Shviyas, you can't sell him tools that he's going to use in his field because obviously he's going to end up using it to violate the laws of Shviyas. And as a result, you will have assisted somebody in doing something that he's not allowed to do. Now, where does it say in the Torah that you can't help someone do an Aveira? It says it in the Torah. V'lifnei iver loisitei michshol. And the truth is that the lav of v'lifnei iver loisitei michshol, like so many lavin, has a lot of rules and regulations that govern it. And there are times where maybe you would think something should be prohibited because it's v'lifnei iver, kamash malon, it's really not v'lifnei iver. But there's another subcategory of v'lifnei iver loisitei michshol, which is rabbinic in nature, and that's what's known as misayeya. So a person can't violate v'lifnei iver loisitei michshol. That's a din d'oraisa where you're literally setting a person up for failure, for disaster, to be over an iser Torah. But there are even times where a person's maybe not going to be over v'lifnei iver on a d'oraisa level, but it's still aser to be misayeya someone to do an avera. So this inyan of helping someone do an Aveira is a very, very big deal, and it meets the laws of Shviyas in these Mishnayos that we are currently learning, and it's going to be the topic of the last three Mishnayos, the two we're going to learn now, and the first in tomorrow's Mishnah, here in the fifth parak of Masech de Shviyas. Zok de Heilige Mishnah, Hayoitzer. If you have someone that's a Yoitzer, he's a potter. He's someone that makes kalim out of earthenware, out of cheres. So the halach is, Moicher Chomesh Kadeh Shemen, the Chamish Esrei Kadeh Yain. If somebody comes to him and this person is Chashed on Shviyas, and he says, I'd like to buy a bunch of barrels so I can store my wine, I can store my oil, so you can't just sell him whatever he wants, but rather, Chazal regulated how much you can give him. So you can sell him 5 Kadeh Shemen, 5 Kadim, 5 jugs for him to store his oil, and 15 Kadeh for him to store his wine. And the methodology behind this number is Shekein Darkei Lahavi Min HaHefker, because this is a normal amount of Shemen, a normal amount of Yain that somebody would collect Min HaHefker. Now, it's Shviyas, so really, the only place you should be collecting from is from Hefker. So if somebody says, I'd like 5 Kadeh Shemen, 15 Kadeh Yain, sure, no problem, cash register, you owe me, we accept, we don't, it's very simple. If, however, a person comes in, he says, I want 72 Kadeh Shemen, and you happen to know this person, he's chashed on Shviyas, he has workers working in his field, or at the very least, he's doing things in a way where it makes you be suspicious, or he's just a good old-fashioned Amaretz who was chashed on Shviyas, so then the halacha is, you would not be able to sell more. Vim hevi yoyser mikan. Let's say the person comes in, and he can prove, he says, listen, I had a very successful day collecting mina hefker, I was able to take more than 5 jugs worth of oil, more than 15 jugs worth of wine, then the halacha is mutter, then you'd be allowed to sell him more. Another halacha, you're allowed to sell a non-Jew more than this amount, even if he lives in Eretz Yisrael. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you would think that maybe you're selling it to the non-Jew, so that the non-Jew can now, in his mind, resell it to a Yid, right? All of a sudden, the non-Jews are making a lot of money in Eretz Yisrael because they know that Yidden have to be sensitive who they sell to, who they don't sell to. So this person volunteers. He says, I'll be the middleman. No problem. You sell me. He's taking shipments and containers that are coming in from all over the place. And now he's reselling it to these Yidden that are chashed on his shviz. So you would have thought maybe it should not be okay. A little bit of a chiddush. The Mishnah says, that's something you're allowed to do. Why? So the Rav says, because we're actually not concerned. As reasonable as it may sound like, and as good as a business venture, as it may appear to be, but we're not concerned that that's actually what's happening here, and therefore it's mutar. Additionally, you also let us sell more to a yid that's living in Chutz Laretz. Chutz Laretz is no Shviyas. So what's the Chiddush? You would have thought that maybe this Yid is taking things from Eretz Yisrael and bringing them to Chutz Laretz, or he's taking the Kalim that he's going to purchase in Chutz Laretz and he's going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. So again, you certainly could hear why there would be a plausible reason for the Chachamim to say it's not okay. Kamash Malan, that in these cases, it's going to be, oh, okay, Mishnah, same Indian. Beshama Yoimrim, Beshama says, Lo Yimko Lo Paruch, Ereshes B'Shviyas. A person is not allowed to sell someone that's Chashan on Shviyas, a Paruch, a cow, that's chayreshes. But the primary purpose of this paro was to be chayresh, to work in the field during the Shemitah year. So there were certain parois, just based on the physicality of them, where they were understood that they were destined, not necessarily l'achila, but they were destined l'charisha, that this was something that they were going to be used for. So Beis Shammai says, if you have a parah chayreshes, you can't sell it to someone that's chashan on shviz, because that's what he's going to use it for. He's going to use it to be chayreshes. Beis Hillel matirim. Beis Hillel says, it's going to be motir mipneshu yachal l'shaychta. Because at the end of the day, even though it's true, this parah is a parah chayreshes, but you could shecht it. I mean that you could shecht it, it's going to be okay. There's a very important line in the Rav, right here. Shu yachal l'shaychter, ubechol dehu, dematzinan limitli talinan. The Yisayid of Beis Hillel is that if there's any tliya, if there's any way to rationalize that maybe the reason this person's buying this is not to do an Avera, we're going to be toilo, we're dan lekav schus, almost in an irrational way, and that's Beis Hillel Shita, mepnei shuyachal l'shoichta, it's going to be okay. Moichaloi peiros, afilu b'sha'as hazer. Another halacha in the Mishnah says is you're allowed to sell peiros to someone that's chashan on shvius, even during the planting season, meaning, right now it's the planting season, this person's chashan on shvius, so it's the shvius year, there's a good chance he's planting on shvius, so maybe you shouldn't be able to sell him peiros, because we should be concerned that what's he going to do with the pears? He's going to put them in the ground. Zok to Mishnah, it's mutter. Umashal loy sa'asai. Another halacha. You're allowed to loan him your sa'ah. So the sa'ah here is referring to a measuring cup. It measures sa'ah. That's why it's called sa'asai. You're allowed to give it to him. Afalpisha hu yodea sheyesh legayr. Even though you know this person is operating a geshaft on shvias. He has a gayr and he has a threshing floor. So chances are that's why he wants it. You would think you're not allowed to lend it to him. Why? You're helping a person do an Avera? It's okay. Upayrek le'mayos. Additionally, you're allowed to be a money changer for him. So if the person comes, says you have change of a 20, change of a 100, it's okay. Afal pishu yadeh, sheyesh le'payalim. Even though you know this person has workers, so you would think that maybe you're not allowed to give him small money because he's using it to pay his workers. Again, you're being misayeya. Kamash b'lam is mutter. Why? Because talinam b'kolda. Because there is an opportunity over here to be taila. I mean that there's an opportunity to be taila. It's not muchach he's doing an aver. Even though it certainly sounds like it. Maybe he wants the measuring cup for something else. Maybe he wants the zera to eat. Maybe he wants the money for some other purpose. So being that it's not muchach that you're doing an aveiro, it's going to be okay. And the Mishnah concludes and says, v'chulon b'feirish asturim. But in all these cases, if the person would say b'feirish, he would look you in the eye and would say, listen, I'm choshen on shvius, I'm an amaretz, I'm doing an aveiro. Can you please sell me things to do an aveiro? So the Mishnah felt it had to teach us that the halacha is asturim, that it's not going to be okay.